The Catholic Church faces scandal in India. An Indian nun says she was raped by a bishop. Her fellow nuns have been protesting in the streets. NPR's Lauren Frere reports from Kerala in the country's south.
This is our convent. We have a small garden.
Banana trees, palm trees. It's quite a little oasis.
Yeah, this is.
But this is the convent where a Catholic nun says she was raped repeatedly by a bishop. He denies it and is out on bail. She is huddled upstairs under police guard as I talk with her colleagues, Sister Anupama and Sister Alfie.
So much trust to us there. We never expected like this a thing.
They describe how Bishop Franco Mulakal used to come over for dinner, sleep over, and allegedly attack their fellow nun. Her sisters say she was scared to report him for 2 years.
Girls are supposed to suffer, but boys are not like that. They have got all the freedom. So same in the church also. We know many cases are there, but bishops and the high authorities always support the men.
India's 28 million Christians are divided. Many blame the victim. She's gotten death threats. And these once demure nuns have taken to the streets. They rallied all summer until the bishop was arrested in September.
If simple nuns with full-fledged habit, they're not feminist theologians, so if they could come on the street, that is a big breakthrough.
Kocharani Abraham is a feminist theologian and a former nun. She says priests are particularly revered in India. Their status reminds Indians of something very familiar to them, she says.
That is so much part of our Indian culture. Patriarchy and caste hierarchy go hand in hand.
Female parishioners have also alleged abuse by priests. Alex Thomas's wife is one of them. She says a priest molested her as a teen and then blackmailed her for years. He's been arrested, but Thomas has little faith he'll be convicted.
Nothing will happen. No change will happen. Church is like, it's like a big corporate. They can manipulate anything. In believers, it's a huge number of people, you know.
When Bishop Mulakal was released on bail, the clergy threw him a party. Hundreds of well-wishers threw flowers. An Indian politician called his accuser, the nun, a prostitute.
The sheer impossibility of the way in which it allegedly happened.
Retired Judge Cyriac Joseph is a prominent Catholic who's close to church leaders here. He, like many faithful, questioned the nun's story.
After the first incident, if at all it happened, if she doubted that this man may misbehave, it was easy for her to refuse to go to his room alone.
Mulakal's office did not respond to NPR's requests for an interview. One lower-ranking priest did, though. Father Augustine Vatoli describes the clergy's strategy.
First thing they will do, it is defend that cardinal, defend that bishop, cover up the issue, frighten them that you are going against a priest or you are against God.
But the nuns are still praying back at their convent. They say they feel closer to God. The feminist theologian Kocharani Abraham says it's possible to both believe a rape victim and not forsake the entire church.
This is not the way the church should be. But still, we don't give up hope. Still, I'm a Catholic and I will die a Catholic, but I'll fight, you know.
The rape trial of Bishop Franco Mulakal is expected to begin next year. Lauren Frere, NPR News in Kerala, India.